on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Season 2, Episode 4 of Catamount Insider. It's always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. I'm Michael Lear, and today is going to be a really fun episode as well. A reminder that you can always get this podcast right here on WVMT and also wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you need to find a podcast, this is there as well. But this week's show is going to be fun. We bring on Brian McLaughlin, who is the new voice of Catamount Basketball. Two segments with him to talk a little bit about him and his upbringing. His dad's a Vermont alum. His mom went to Penn State, and he went to Penn State. So we'll talk a little bit about him. And then we break off into some Vermont basketball stuff. So we'll talk this year's season, what that's going to look like, what it's going to be like without fans, playing back-to-back nights, that whole thing. Really good conversation with Brian. And then we talked to Jason Fitzgerald from D Physical Therapy. Spark notes on that is D Physical Therapy is once again running the diaper drive that benefits COTS. You could donate online this year instead of dropping diapers off in person, which we usually have fans come to games and make all that happen. So those are the two people we'll talk to this week, and it should be a pretty fun episode. Let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Markin for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
Couple pieces to note before we throw it out to our interviews. One thing we didn't talk about last week that we want to remind you about, it's the fan exam hosted by Mike Golick. It's a great sports trivia, college sports trivia show that is completely online. You can access it from your cell phone, from your desktop, from your laptop, whatever. It's hosted by Mike Golick, really great broadcaster, and presented by Unilever. It's basically a college sports trivia game that you can go on, compete with people from all across the country, and try to win some fun prizes. I did it last week. It's really fun. Highly encourage everyone to give that a shot. So you can find that at thefanexam.com, uvmathletics.com/thefanexam. And those shows are on Tuesday and Thursday nights. It only runs until December 17th. So Tuesday and Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. So if you're listening on WVMT, 8 o'clock tonight, that's going to air, and you can play against people all over the country. Another piece of just UVM news, if you missed it on the Athletics website this week, the men's hockey team has paused all team activities following 4 positive coronavirus test results among the program's Tier 1 personnel. So Tier 1 personnel includes student-athletes, coaches, managers, and support staff. That was just during regular NCAA testing and regular coronavirus testing that all of our student-athletes are doing, whether they're in season or out of season. Those guidelines change, but it was a part of the routine testing that stopped men's hockey team activities just for the time being. Those are your big pieces of information. Of course, UVM Connect, still trying to push that a little bit. There's sports-specific alumni groups on UVM Connect, so if you're interested in connecting with people who played your sport, played any sport, use UVM Connect. It's an awesome platform through the Alumni Association that we really love to support. All right, those are your news. Those are your nuggets. We can't wait to get you scores in this segment of the show. But for now, let's kick it off to Brian McLaughlin. He'll be our interview when we come back. You're listening to Catamount Insider on the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's CeresRemedies.com.
D Physical Therapy is accepting new patients at all three of our locations. We have been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years, accepting all insurances, treating athletes, the injured worker, student athletes, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me. Hey.
Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry. Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kenny's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now joined by the newest voice of UVM Athletics, voice of the men's basketball team, freshly hired by Learfield IMG College, Brian McLaughlin. And he's posted up here in Burlington just waiting for the season to start. So, Brian, thanks so much for hopping on here.
Yeah, Michael, thanks for having me. Really excited to talk some Catamount hoops and really ready for the season to get rolling here.
So why don't you tell us first your basic background? What's the spiel on you? Where are you from? Where did you go to school? And how'd you end up here?
Sure. So I'm from Central Pennsylvania, about 45 minutes from State College, which is where I went to college. I graduated from Penn State University in May with a broadcast journalism degree. And they're probably similar to you. I broadcasted a ton of sports in school, and then I've done college baseball the last couple summers as well on Cape Cod. And then how I ended up in Vermont. Well, my dad is an alum from Vermont. He graduated in 1985. And so really my whole life, he's been a Vermont hockey fan. He's a big hockey guy. But when I found out that this job was open, I was lucky enough to reach out to people here. And I have been to Burlington growing up, love the town, love the area. And so it was something that when I found out this job was open, I knew it was something I wanted to go after because of the town of Burlington. And I've grown up around the University of Vermont and the athletics program. So I'm so excited to get started and just can't wait to meet all the fans, meet all the people I'm going to be working with. It's a tough situation right now for everybody with the coronavirus, but I can't wait to get started and I'm so happy to be here.
So tell me about what your dad told you about Burlington, about the university. What did he tell you to expect when you showed up? I mean, it's probably changed a little, but what did he tell you?
Sure. Yeah. He's been up to visit me since I've been up here and he helped me move in. And it has definitely changed for him. But we went through the walk down Church Street. We've walked around all sorts of different parks around the lake. Ironically enough, it reminds me a little bit of State College. The layout is similar with the downtown area separated from campus. It's a college town at its heart. We've been making fun of him. I mentioned he's a big hockey fan and really never followed the basketball program until the last couple of years when obviously it's been a great program under Coach Becker. And he started to follow it a little bit, but the last time he was up and visited, he had to get his first piece of Vermont basketball gear. He only has had Vermont hockey gear, so he got a Vermont Catamount basketball hat. So we've been making fun of him for that, but he had to expand beyond just his hockey fandom.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully he listens a little bit more to you than he does to me, just to keep that even, and he'll become an equal fan of both. So how about yourself? Like, when did you get into sports broadcasting? Why did you want to go to Penn State and pursue that?
Sure. So it's funny. My mom is a graduate from Penn State, and that's now where both my parents work at Penn State. So that was very much an option for me to go to school my entire life because I grew up in the area. I grew up going to Penn State football games. But when I was looking for schools to go to, I knew I wanted a big school with a big time athletics program. And I knew I wanted to be a broadcaster enough to look at journalism programs. So I considered Syracuse. I considered Michigan State, North Carolina. But I really have played sports my entire life, played baseball, soccer, basketball. And then from there was able to narrow down that Penn State was the right place for me. It was something where I could go there, be close to home, but not go home every weekend. And it became the perfect fit for me to go to Penn State, where there's a great student radio station, Comm Radio, where I was able to get a ton of experience on air immediately once I got to school, which was, for me, I'm from a small town, Huntingdon, Pennsylvania. My graduating class in high school was 150 kids. And so there was no broadcasting experience for me in high school, which is becoming more and more popular. You know, a lot of high schools are developing broadcast programs. So I knew I needed a place where I could get on-air reps and make up for some of that where I was lacking coming into school. Penn State was able to give me that experience where I was calling a lot of women's sports at first, women's hockey, women's basketball, women's soccer, softball the spring of my freshman year. But then by my sophomore year, I was on our football schedule, calling games, calling men's hockey, men's basketball. And so for really the last 3 years, I've been lucky enough to call some major events. I was at the Cotton Bowl last year with Penn State. I called the last Penn State basketball game against Michigan State directly before the shutdown happened in March. And so I've really been missing sports the last couple months along with everybody else. And I've loved sports my whole life. And so everybody always asks me, well, you're working in basketball now. What's your favorite to broadcast? I love every sport I'm in, but really it's whatever I'm prepping for next, which you understand as well anybody.
Absolutely.
And so I've the last month or so dove deep on the Vermont men's basketball team, and I'm so ready for the season, and I feel like it's going to be a great year. I'm excited and hoping we can get some games rolling soon.
So what was the first game you called? If you came out of high school, hadn't called anything, and then you get thrown into sports right as a freshman, what was the first game you called and how'd it go?
So the way they do it at Penn State is they give you a tape recorder and send you to State College High School. And that's kind of – first, it's the test of – because there are hundreds of kids at these interest meetings – the test that you're just going to show up. And so I show up, I'm with my two partners, I have my tape recorder, and I'm calling State College area high school soccer. And there are no public records available on anywhere we can find for a roster. And you show up, you don't know how to prep yet as a freshman. And I showed up and I'm calling this game just based on the numbers that I see. It's number 4 down the left side of the field. And I have since, I've buried that recording somewhere where I hope to never find it again. From there, then I was able to call some volleyball, which is really a fun sport to call, really hard. Penn State has a great volleyball program. And so I believe I got to call one of those games my freshman year. They were ranked top 10 in the country. It's a packed rec hall. And I was overwhelmed. But at the same time, I was hooked, right? You're hooked from the moment you put that headset on the fans, the energy, the atmosphere, and just feeling that in the headset is something that was addicting to me from the moment. I think it was probably a women's volleyball game was the first moment for Penn State where I really got hooked on calling anything of any kinds.
But how about when you got to last year, I mean, getting to the Cotton Bowl and some big time basketball games, what do you have a favorite game that you called or a favorite moment in broadcasting so far?
Man, it's hard to top that Cotton Bowl. And I know Penn State football fans are down in the dumps this year because of two players who opted out this season. I don't know if anyone listening to this podcast cares much about Penn State athletics, but Micah Parsons and Journey Brown were the co-MVPs of that Cotton Bowl. They both, Micah Parsons opted out of this season to prepare. He's a potential top 5 pick in the NFL draft. Journey Brown actually found a rare heart defect prior to this season. He was Penn State's lead running back coming back. So he had to medically retire from football, and they both had unbelievable games. And to this day, that's one of the favorite games I've ever called. You're in Jerry's world. You're treated like kings as student media members. And that was – they had, I'm telling you, like 8 booths set up for radio. And we are one of like 3 outlets calling this game. There's Memphis radio. There's Penn State radio for Learfield. And then there's us. And we're in this gigantic booth. There's me, my broadcast partner, and then our producer in a booth made for like 10 different people to fit in. And we're used to this small little thing in the 30-year-old Beaver Stadium press box where there's barely room for the 3 of us. And so that moment where it felt like we are in a professional environment and we were treating it, we treat every call like a professional call in college, but to be treated like that by the people organizing the event was really incredible. It was a great game to call. Penn State got the win. And I was able to call the second half where Penn State had some really great, especially defensive plays. That was a really fun one. And the Memphis crowd was great. Memphis is not a football powerhouse, but we were seated above the Memphis cheering section. And those fans, that was coming in potentially the biggest game of that football program's history. New Year's 6 game. So to feel that energy and passion from them along with Penn State, who as a fan base travels really well.
Yeah.
That's one that really stands out to me.
We're going to take a quick step aside and be right back here with Brian to talk a little bit more about UVM basketball and what this season's going to look like in Patrick Gym. You're listening to Catamount Insider presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. Located on Cat Lane in Richmond, we do want to remind you that this podcast and radio show is available on a bunch of different networks. So you can get it here on WVMT, that's AM 620, FM 96.3, but you can also get it anywhere you get your podcasts. So Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you listen to any podcast, Catamount Insider exists, so go check it out there as you can get it live as well. It's from Learfield, IMG College.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10% or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's CeresRemedies.com.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
Thinking about transferring your prescriptions to a new pharmacy, but aren't sure where to start? At Kinney Drugs, we make it easy to transfer with our easy transfer service. Simply stop in, give us a call, or download our convenient mobile app, and we'll take it from there. Transfer today and discover how easy it is to manage your prescriptions with the rest of our Circle of Care pharmacy services. Only from Kinney Drugs, your hometown, employee-owned pharmacy.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC. It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Continue our conversation with the new voice of Vermont men's basketball, Brian McLaughlin. Talk a little bit more about basketball and this year's team. Now that you've been here a couple weeks, what have you gotten to know about campus, about the team? What have you learned a little bit about the program?
Man, it's been great to be around the team, even a little bit. We're taking the coronavirus very seriously. But I've been able to be around the team a little, get tested three times a week with the team. And man, everyone in that gym is itching to get the season started. I can tell you that much. It's going to be a great year. Obviously, the team is predicted to win the conference, preseason top of the conference for the fifth straight season. So that's really exciting. Now, everybody in Catamount Country knows you lose Anthony Lamb, you lose Daniel Giddens, Everett Duncan, Josh Spidell, a really outstanding senior class for so many reasons. But this team is deep. You have a couple transfers coming in. Steph Smith is probably your headliner, one of three senior captains, along with Ben Shungu and Bailey Patella. This team could really go 10 deep, and that is exciting. In a season with so much unknown, I think that depth is going to be really important. And who knows what's going to happen the rest of the season. I think everyone's taking it day by day, which is important as well. But I think there is a ton of potential for this team to come together and play well. And Coach Becker is obviously widely recognized at this point, and deservedly so. And I think that's going to be important in a season where dealing with adversity becomes more vital than ever before. I think this team is prepared for that and has already done so. And so I think that that's going to be really important on the court and off the court as they try to stay together throughout this wild roller coaster ride of 2020.
So one of the coolest things that I'm bummed you won't get to experience this year is Patrick Gym sold out. And I mean, whenever we do any broadcast there and it's sold out, it's almost a struggle because you were so close to the fans and, you know, our crowd mics are picking up the band and the fans. And there's so few times that even on the ESPN broadcast, you can't hear the producer in your ear and you just got to figure it out because it's so loud in there. How do you think it's going to change this year? What will a college basketball environment in a small building be like without fans?
Well, it's weird, right? Because college basketball and college athletics are great because of places like this, where it's tight, old gymnasiums with packed in fans who care so passionately. And so my initial reaction is I'm going to feel the impact in my own call and that I'm going to miss the fans. And I know the players are too. And such a big aspect of college basketball in particular is that home court advantage of whether you think of the Cameron Crazies, right? They're kind of the poster child for college basketball home court advantage. Patrick Gym is no different. I mean, I've never been to a game in Patrick Gym, but I've watched plenty of games. And like I said, because my dad's an alum, I followed Vermont throughout my life. And then last year, the team's great. Penn State is looking to make their first tournament in forever, 10 years. And I was hoping for a Vermont-Penn State first-round matchup. And so I'm watching these games. Well, for my mom and dad to clash heads because they're an alum from both schools. And then I was probably going to be able to travel and broadcast whatever game Penn State was in. And I would have loved to call a Vermont-Penn State game just for the matchup alone, Lamar Stevens and Anthony Lamb, two premier senior scorers. But it's something where I felt that impact watching those games on TV. And to me, those gyms, those old school style, where it's not a big crowd, but it feels like a massive crowd, where the 2,000-3,000 play up more like 10,000 or 15,000. And I've been in a crowd of 107,000 in Beaver Stadium. I would have loved to feel the experience and compare the tightness and the just that atmosphere. I'm so excited for that and hoping I get to do that in the future and as soon as possible, because man, I want to meet the fans and be able to experience with this team with them. And it's so tough this season that they're probably not going to be able to be there with the team physically, but I know they'll be there in spirit. And man, I'm ready to feel Patrick Gym rocking and on top of the court and feel what that impact is like.
Yeah, it's super fun. And that's actually something Jeff Shulman says all the time, is that when people want to pick a college basketball school to be a fan of, to go play at or even work at, whatever, it's all about it being full, where the 107,000 versus 5,000, it doesn't matter as long as the place is full and rocking. It's really fun. Another difference that I want to ask you about, being a guy that knows a lot about college hockey and has called a lot of college hockey games, with the schedule being more like college hockey this year, what's that going to be like, where instead of playing Stony Brook on Wednesday and Binghamton on Saturday, you're going back to back 2 days in a row of playing the same team?
It's going to be weird. Coaches are going to have, I think, an interesting adjustment as much as anybody, because they're used to scouting teams in advance and being able to just go game, couple days off, game, and they get in that rhythm. And everybody in college basketball is very used to that rhythm. This is going to be different because both sides are going to be able to scout each other the entire week leading up. You have an entire week of practice to dive 100% into that team. It's a little like football. It's a lot like hockey, where you have that entire week of preparation, which I think has the biggest impact right away. That first half is going to really show those the preparation that both teams make. The second game is where I'm going to be really curious. You play game one, whatever happens. But what are the adjustments made from night one to night two? How do the players recover physically? I think is going to be a big potential question mark and storyline in every second game of the season. And what coaches can make adjustments from game one to game two? Because it's really a fascinating kind of disparity, because the first game of the series, you have 5 days to prepare for. Second game of the series, you have less than 24 hours. And so, like hockey, it's going to be really interesting to talk about sweeps. Who swept who? Was somebody able to get a big split against someone that maybe was unexpected throughout America East? It's going to be really fascinating to see if this makes a potential title race closer, or if the entire league comes closer together. I think that's very possible. And I think we're going to see more season splits than maybe normally would happen. You know, from hockey, it's hard to sweep a team on back-to-back nights.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to do, no matter what the talent level, no matter what the preparation is. It's hard to sweep teams. And so I think that is going to be a major storyline coming into this season. And I think everyone in Patrick Gym knows that. I think they're ready for it. And it's not something that they're going to come in and be unprepared for.
Yeah, I think what I love about college hockey is the last period of game two, when it's almost 120 minutes of hockey. If they went to overtime the night before, it's even more than that.
Yep.
And then you're tired. You're definitely annoyed with the guys on the other side, the guys or girls on the other side. Like, you are so annoyed having to guard the same person for two full games. And then the last half of these games for these guys that, you know, sometimes at the beginning of the season, you do a back-to-back and it's an anomaly.
Sure.
And it's fine. But I'm thinking like middle of the season, you've already played a full game and now you're in the last 10 minutes and you're down five. Like, what that
sure.
moment is going to be like.
And it's going to be fascinating too, because hockey is so, you have all these line changes. You're not always out on the ice against the same guys. Even if a team you're playing has a star guy, you're your own team's star player, you're not always matched up against them. Basketball's a little different, where it can be mano-a-mano throughout the entire game. You could have two teams' best point guards. You know Steph Smith is going to get whoever's best guard thrown at him 40 minutes every single night. By the end of game two, it's really going to come down to, can my best guy beat your best guy? I think that's definitely going to happen, because these teams are going to know each other so intimately. The characters are going to know each other. The players are going to be so familiar with each other's games. And I think that happens even a little more so in basketball than hockey, which is why you never really see these back-to-back series. This is why the scheduling is normally the way it is in college hoop season. So that's going to be a fascinating storyline. You're right. Last 5 minutes of these games, who steps up? And I think that's where Vermont and the Catamounts this year really have an advantage, because of that depth. They can go 10 deep, potentially even more. And then you have that star player, Steph Smith, coming in as a go-to guy already on paper.
So last thing for you, I know that we all got the point where we were 2 weeks away from a season, and now we're finally 2 weeks away from a season again, hopefully. What are you most excited about for the next couple weeks and then just the start of this season?
Oh, man. I'm just ready to watch some basketball in person. I haven't been to a game in person since March 3rd, so that I'm really excited for. And I think this team's going to be really good, Michael. And so I'm excited to watch good basketball. I'm excited to watch a team that is so deep and so well coached. And I'm excited for what is new, and I'm new here, and this is new for everybody. And so I'm excited to embrace that. And I'm excited to embrace this team and really tell their story throughout this season. That's unprecedented. Even the college basketball has been going on for so long, college athletics even longer. And it's amazing to me to think about my first year as a professional college athletics broadcaster happens this season of all seasons. And so I'm excited to take on that challenge, and I'm so ready to put the headset back on, man.
Oh yeah.
just ready to call some action, call some games. I'm sitting here, there's been great college hoops on and the last week or so, and I'm finding myself just, if I know the players, just starting to talk about it to myself. Maybe I'm going crazy in my apartment, but I'm just starting to call games that are just on TV. I'm watching Michigan State Duke last night, and I'm screaming to myself about Rocket Watts, who is Michigan State was the last team I broadcast a game against Penn State. And Rocket Watts dropped 17 that night. And there he is last night going out and showing off against Duke again. And I'm so into the games and I'm not even there. And I can't even begin to express how excited I am to watch some hoops and call some games in general.
Man, well, we're hoping that that comes true as quickly as possible and
you know
as smoothly as possible. Last thing, how can fans reach out to you, ask you questions? If anybody wants to meet you virtually, where can they find you?
Sure. Well, I'm on Twitter at B_McLaughlin3. So you can find me there. If you just search my name, Brian McLaughlin, I'll also probably come up. That's probably the best place to find me on social media. Reach out to me. I want to get to know the fans. And that's as excited as I am, I said, to tell the story of this season and all the new aspects going on, I'm going to miss the fans. And when that to me makes college athletics great is the fans and the passion that is there, especially in college basketball and especially here in Burlington. And so I'm going to miss the fans. So reach out to me, ask me questions on social media. My DMs are open. Nice. Feel free to ask me anything. I'm willing to talk Catamount hoops with anybody, and I'm so ready for this season to start. And we miss the fans, and I can't wait to hopefully meet you in person whenever the time is safe and everybody can do that, staying safe and healthy.
All right, awesome, Brian. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Just two broadcasters yapping about sports. It's been fun.
You know it. Thanks so much for having me, Michael.
We'll be back on Catamount Insider in just a bit. It's from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me.
Hey. Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kenny's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at ceresremedies.com.
That's C-E-R-E-S remedies.com. Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distant zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rapid air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's always presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now joined by somebody who I usually get to stand in the radio booth with at a game at Gutterson Fieldhouse, and unfortunately don't get to, but it's Jason Fitzgerald from D Physical Therapy. He's the clinical coordinator there, and we're here to talk a little bit about the diaper drive, a little bit about D, and just everything. But Jason, first, how are you? It's tough to see you through a computer screen and not above the ice.
Right. This is very different. I prefer the view that I get normally with you watching the game from up top versus looking at you in your bedroom. But things are going pretty well. You know, life is different for all of us. But we're figuring things out day by day here and trying to keep a real positive attitude that at some point soon we'll go back to having some sort of normalcy.
So how have the last 8 months, I guess, it's not even a couple months anymore, but how has that changed your industry and what you're doing on a daily basis?
Right. So we were pretty fortunate. We transitioned a lot of our patients directly to telehealth pretty quickly. You know, everybody's working remotely except for myself and the owner. We were still in the clinic throughout this whole process, just making sure that people had the information they needed. So we got pretty busy with telehealth right off the bat. And then slowly, as you know, the governor started to allow us, we started to move people back into the clinic at a very different pace, you know, socially distance, spending more time cleaning. Less patient visits to allow for more time for those types of things. I would say, you know, within the last probably 4 months, protocols that are in place and are willing to come back and see us in the clinic. And we're really hoping that things continue to just improve as the winter goes along.
So now about the diaper drive, that's been such a fun part of your partnership with UVM and obviously a great part of this community for a long time here. Tell us a little bit about, for anybody who doesn't, let's say they didn't know what the diaper drive was going into today. Tell me about what it usually is like for you.
Right. Well, first, I'd wonder how they don't know about it. That'd be the first question. So the diaper drive is something that started 13 years ago. It was an idea that I had when I started with D Physical Therapy, just to collect some diapers for a community group and share them. My children were young at the time, and I realized diapers are expensive and a necessity. And I thought around the holidays, the idea would be if we collect some diapers and distribute them, it would allow people to have a little bit more money in their pocket. So the first year, people came into the clinic and dropped off boxes of diapers, and it was usually just me emailing, harassing people over the phone and saying, you know, please come in and drop off some diapers. So we received about 5,000 diapers into the clinic, which was a huge success. So myself and one of my buddies packed up our cars and drove up to COTS and dropped them off there. Huge success. And ever since then, the drive has been based about community. So again, it's grown because the same people that came the first year continue to come back. They spread the word. We've now partnered up with a lot of different groups in this area. And the drive is typically people stopping in to visit, catch up, and drop off their donations. I think last year we donated about 125,000 diapers, which unfortunately or fortunately, I wasn't able to pack into my car, but we still were able to deliver them.
So how has that changed this year? You say that it's a community event and you love just people coming in, but what's this year like?
So this year is extremely, I mean, obviously we're doing this interview over Zoom. You know, we're unable, unfortunately, to have people come into the clinic and drop off the diapers because we're just really trying to focus on keeping the patients here safe. And so, you know, having people just stop in just doesn't work. And so through the help of COTS and their group, we've set up an online portal to allow people to go on and make donations for the drive. You know, it's super different because this drive is important to me on many levels. First of all, from a community standpoint and helping out these families that are struggling, allowing them to, again, put some money back in their pockets and save for, you know, the possibility of, you know, renting their own place, you know, using their money for other things. The other part of this is about, again, the community. So I've been very fortunate to kind of be the face of this drive for like the past 13 years. And what it means to me is I get to catch up with people that I don't see very regularly. They stop in, you know, we share stories about our families. We communicate about how their lives are doing. And that's the part that's missing this year. And that's the part that's been the hardest for me is I'm not a social media guy. And so, you know, trying to stay ahead of the game and make sure that we're still gaining the same amount of donations, but doing it through this portal has been pretty tough, honestly.
Has there been any positives out of this? Have you learned anything about this community or about how to manage all of this virtually?
Right. I'm supposed to say yes. So I haven't really thought of it. The positive things of, I have had a lot of people reach out to me and ask what they can do versus in the past, it's always kind of been me reaching out to the people through, you know, all the outlets that I have. And so I've connected with a lot of people that, you know, I think maybe had donated 1 year and not another year, or, you know, maybe weren't on my email list. And so the fact that I've been able to catch up with some people that way has been a positive. Also, just understanding that the drive is still important regardless of how it runs, you know, it's been good for me. You know, it's, yes, the social aspect of it is important, but at the end of the day, it's really about what we can do to help community.
And how are you guys doing this year, goals-wise or as far as collections and donations? Right. Where are we at?
Right. So I just got done emailing back and forth with COTS. We're doing well. You know, we set our goal at 80,000 diapers, which is lofty, again, based on the fact that all of this has to be done remotely. My last check, we were over 57,000 diapers, and that was not including what happened last week. I know a lot of people have reached out to me over this past week saying that they have donated, so I haven't got an update number. But again, 80,000 is our goal, and you know, regardless of how it happens, I'm going to make sure we get that.
All right, awesome. So talk a little bit about your partnership with UVM and UVM Men's Hockey. I know you had a chance to connect with Todd Woodcroft, but why is that connection important to you?
Right. So on a lot of levels. So first of all, as a former college athlete, I understand the importance of being a member of the community. You know, people look up to these athletes as role models, as well as, you know, student athletes. And so having the ability to take something that I've started and share that with the athletes themselves and allow them to become more of the community, I think is super important for them in terms of just growth as an athlete. I'm a huge sports fan, I'll be honest with you. And so the idea that I was able to, you know, connect with these guys and have them be part of the drive has been great for me just from a sporting standpoint. And just their voice, you know, we live in a pretty small community. And so the power that UVM Men's Hockey has within our community in terms of getting the word out has been substantial in terms of helping this grow. I got to speak with Coach Woodcroft last week, and he's a good guy. He's a funny man. We're excited to have him here, and I'm really excited about what he can do to help the Caps this year.
Yeah, what did you guys talk about? Is he donated a bunch of diapers too, I'm sure?
Right. Well, I'll have to check. I'm not sure about that. So it's funny. I got a phone call, and it came from like Minnesota. And I was like, it's probably somebody telling me that my car insurance is running out and I need to re-up it. So I didn't answer it. Listened to his voicemail. Got in my car on my drive home, turned on the radio, and 101.3 actually, they were talking about the coach. So I waited to hear what they had to say before I called them. And then the first thing I said was, those guys on the radio were just talking about you. We had a great conversation. You know, he's excited to be here, and you can hear it in his voice. He's excited to be part of, you know, the Vermont community. I think he really is excited about finding ways to reach out within the community and let people see what type of person he is. And he sounds super excited about being part of the drive. Again, we got to speak one time, but, you know, he said he'll do anything he can to help get the word out and support the drive. I'm really excited about meeting him in person at some point, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I think everyone's excited to get together in person, whether it's at Gutterson Fieldhouse or anywhere. And I'll be sure to get on him about the diapers if he signs off on that.
Yeah. So many people say, it's such a great thing, but unless you click that button and make a donation, you know, the drive will never sustain.
So what can people do? What's the call to action as far as website, contact, all that stuff, as far as how to get to you and how to donate?
Perfect. So there are two different ways they can go about this. First of all, they can go to COTSonline.org. And there's a direct link off of that to the diaper drive. They've made it super easy where you can either go and donate a certain amount of money. You can do an Amazon wish list. And we're also adding a couple local businesses that can also do online deliveries for diapers as well to make sure that we're supporting the local community. The other way is people can just email me directly at jfitzgerald@deept.com with any questions or any ideas. You know, I have gone and picked up some diapers for people who just weren't able to do the online thing and they still wanted to donate. So I figured out ways to safely go and do those types of things. I always say I always will make it work if people are willing to help. So those are probably the two best ways to communicate with me.
All right. Awesome. Anything else you want to get in before we wrap up this part of the DPT diaper drive promotion?
Yeah. So I just want to say, you know, thank you to you specifically. You know, meeting you last year was great. You know, I think you do a great job of what you do. And I think you do a great job promoting the things that you love. This is something I'm very passionate about. And to have your support means a ton to me. The community in general, you know, whether it be UVM or just the Burlington, Vermont or Burlington and Vermont community, plays such a vital role in helping. We are so lucky to be living in a community that is so generous and so willing to help. So, you know, please just take time to go check out, you know, COTSonline.org and make a donation because it does matter. And these families who receive these donations are forever grateful.
All right, Jason. Well, thanks so much. And we'll hopefully get you at Gutterson Fieldhouse as quickly as possible.
I can't wait to see you there, Michael. Thanks for the
time. We'll be back on Catamount Insider in just a bit. It's from Learfield, IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%. Or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and houseplants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
D Physical Therapy is accepting new patients at all three of our locations. We have been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years, accepting all insurances, treating athletes, the injured worker, student athletes, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Yeah. It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Want to thank Jason Fitzgerald from D Physical Therapy for doing that interview with us, and also Brian McLaughlin. That is the end of our interviews for now, but we do want to note one really awesome thing that happened, not in Catamount Country, but connected to Catamount Country this year. It happened just last week under the lights in Austria. University of Vermont Catamount and 2017 NCAA champion Paula Moltzen had an awesome, awesome day out in Austria. It was the only and the first FIS Ski World Cup parallel event of the season, and she took second. So it's her first podium. She came out of the qualifying round ranked fifth and then was an unexpected favorite heading into the final round on Thursday. If you follow the UVM ski team on any social media, you'll see that it was absolutely blowing up throughout the entire event. Really, really cool for Paula and all of her teammates to really just perform awesome for the U.S. ski and snowboard team. So congratulations to her. We're going to try to get her on the show. Only thing that makes that difficult is out in Europe right now, especially in these mountains that she's in right now. It's tough to get good Wi-Fi to be able to do all these interviews and stuff. So we're going to try to get her on a show as quickly as we can. But regardless, congratulations, and want to make sure Catamount Country is aware of that. Other than that, just because I know fans have been asking a little bit, just want to update you on broadcasts and all that stuff. So we talked to Brian McLaughlin. He will be the voice of Catamount basketball on 101.3 The Game. Every Catamount basketball game will also be available on the ESPN family of networks. So home and road, it's going to vary between ESPN Plus and ESPN 3. So you'll be able to watch all of those. Women's basketball, same thing. It'll be available on the ESPN family of networks. But Maura Sheridan will also have every game for free on WVMT. So that's this channel. If you're listening on the podcast, that's AM 620, FM 96.3. And then for hockey, this will be both men's and women's hockey available on CBS All Access. That's a program that last year you had to pay for a subscription. This year, with no fans allowed in buildings, CBS All Access will provide every game for free. All you got to do is sign up, make an account, and we'll be posting all the information on that throughout the year just to make sure everybody knows how to handle that. And then finally, men's hockey on the radio. That'll be, again, here on WVMT. I'll be calling those games, so FM 96.3, AM 620 for all men's hockey. We're really excited. We feel like it's right around the corner, and we hope everyone just stays healthy and everything goes well over the next couple weeks. So thanks so much for listening to Catamount Insider. A reminder that Catamount Insider is always brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. One final thank you, of course, to Brian and Jason for coming on the show. For now, I'm Michael Lear saying so long from Learfield IMG College.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.